da zippity-a. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. How appropriate to have a happy song since we have a happy topic coming up. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams, who is my guest for Teen Rap. Pastor Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 6 years. And he's also finishing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and they just had their first baby. I am so excited. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew. Daddy Drew.
Hey, it's great to be here. We'll see if I can make it through the segment without falling asleep.
Oh, you mean you're not sleeping as much?
No. Boy, what people were saying, you're not going to get much sleep. I thought it was just a euphemism, you know, like break a leg. They were serious. I have not slept much, but what a joy it's been.
All right, well, I want the whole story about Judah Andrew Sams.
Yep, so you got the name Judah Andrew. Judah actually means the Lord be praised, and it was a name that we've loved actually even before he was conceived. We thought if we ever had a son, that'd be a great name. We've been trying for so long to have kids. And knew that if we were to have him, it would be such a gift from God. And so really is a reminder in his name, Judah, that it's, all praise goes to God.
And Andrew. Where did that come from?
Andrew, well, you know, a lot of people don't know this. My name is actually David Andrew Sams. Mm-hmm. Go by the nickname of my middle name. And my wife loves that name, Andrew. So we stuck with that kind of after his dad. So he's doing great. He's eating a lot. There's been a lot of diapers I've changed already. I'm getting pretty good at it. It's been lots of fun. Lots of fun. What a gift.
I imagine, I'm just thinking out loud, Judah, nickname would be Jude.
Yeah, hey Jude.
Which is a very, very cool name.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Yeah, very, very, very cool. You know, I participated in a tweet chat yesterday called Mom's LA Chat. And a friend invited me, and I was the only dad. And ironically, it was all about diapers and whether to use cloth or disposable. And it was also about a fundraiser to raise some money for third world mothers that don't have diapers at the ease with which we do. And of course, having a almost 19-year-old and almost 16-year-old, the diaper phase is somewhat past. I mean, it was only a few years ago, but we finally got him out of diapers. And I was just laughing and reflecting on those days. And for me, I could never get the smell of wipes off my hands. I just hated that smell. So I hope they have less smelly ones that you have to deal with.
Yeah, it's really, they've got different, like, flavors, too. It's like the slight lemon, slight lavender.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's really odd. But, boy, diapers, speaking of diapers, the hospital just gives them out like they're giving away just tons of them. They said, take this, or give bag after bag. I think what it is the companies want to advertise
their,
you know, so we had all this swag leaving the hospital.
Baby swag, that's hysterical. Well, tell us about the birth itself, the emotions that you and Erica went through upon actually seeing his head come out, and anything else you care to share. I'd rather just get off topic and celebrate this joyful occasion.
That's great. Well, and, you know, not all the listeners might be familiar with our story. Really, we had a friend who we've known for years. Her and her husband offered to be a surrogate for us. So we had a friend carrying a baby for us. That was 100% our biological child. And so I was in the room, but my wife was right there by her side with her husband and the doctors and the nurses, and I was kind of back by the warming table off in the corner.
You were pushed out of the way.
Yeah, but I got an audio recording of his first cry. So speaking of technology, you know, which we talk about often on this show, it was pretty neat. My wife was right there. But I was able to hear his first cry. My wife cut the cord, and within a minute or two, they brought him over right next to me at the warming table. I'll send you some photos, but he just latched onto my finger immediately, and he wouldn't let go.
Oh,
the doctor was weighing him, was measuring his head, wiping him off, and for like 5 minutes he just clutched on to my finger. It was, what a bonding moment. It was so special.
Well, I was, speaking of special, I felt so honored that you tweeted me shortly after the birth with that absolutely incredible picture of your baby, and I was struck by he just didn't look like he'd just come out of a womb. He had a just a look of I don't know, like he was a few days old already.
Yeah, that was I think about 10 minutes he was out and in the world, and it was a really easy delivery. One of the funny things, last thing I'll share, is his birth date. So April 15th, which a lot of people in the U.S. know is tax day.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has been a tax accountant for 13 years. Everything is always due for her on tax day, April 15th. So the irony of having a child on tax day. Annie was born at 4:15 a.m. on 4:15. So it was really, really funny.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I know that you were fully prepared, so you have the baby room all set up. The only thing that's been missing the last couple of weeks, couple of months, has been the baby. So have you and Erica figured out your own routine, speaking of sleeping?
Well, we were up for 48 hours straight because the labor went through the first night, and we were up all night the second with him. Thankfully, my mom came out, spent the night with him out there. We were able to get caught up on sleep, and so we're getting this routine down. We're trying to figure it out. We got a long way to go, but I think we'll manage okay.
It's real important, all joking aside, to take shifts because it doesn't do your baby any good for either of you to get sick. Do make sure you find time to sleep so that you are well, because it's really important. My first son had colic, and he did not sleep pretty much at all for 3 months. And all he did was cry. And I look back at it now, and it seemed to be to go by very quickly. But while I was in it, it was 3 months of hell. I mean, it's also our first kid. We're less experienced, less comfortable. And no matter what we did, he just would cry. We even bought, the only thing that kind of worked was driving him around. That always seemed to work when babies cry. You put him in the car seat and you drive him around. Well, you can only do that so much.
Boy, and the price of gas these days, that would be expensive 3 months.
Well, we bought, they actually sold a attachment you could put on a crib that would simulate the sound and the slight movement of cars.
I got to find this.
Okay.
I got to find this.
it didn't work for us, I have to say. But again, he had colic, so it was a whole other problem. But we were so desperate, that's what we looked to. So anyway, anything else? We're actually almost out of time, so anything else you care to share?
Well, related to the topic this week, with technology, mm-hmm, it's really mm-hmm. been nice being able to record and to share some of these moments with friends. I posted just that photo that I texted you. I put it up on Facebook, and I was away from my computer, came back the next day, and there was like 180 comments on it. And it's just so neat to be able to share these moments with people. And technology, I think when you use it right, it really can be such a blessing.
Can be beautiful.
Well,
and I got to tell you, in such difficult times as we're living in, when something joyful happens, it's really nice to be able to share it and to comment. And this was certainly something joyful that all of my listeners and myself have been following for actively since you first disclosed the pregnancy about 6-7 months ago.
Yeah, it's so great. Love the support, and my wife and I cherish it.
Well, it is. We are out of time. Please tell our listeners where they can reach you, and I hope read about this journey.
Yep, I'm gonna back in. Hey, I've got time now. While I'm staying up rocking him, I can get caught up. But DrewSams.com.
Okay, that's Drew, DrewSams.com. But give my best to Erica. Give Judah a kiss and a hug for me, and we'll see you or talk to you next week, I hope.
Fantastic. Can't wait for you to meet him.
Me too. It's time for another break. We will be back with very special guest Carrie Wilkerson for the Women's Room.